News.
Back to school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or cunninghamlawslo.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, August 13th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Fatal traffic collision on Highway 41 near Toro Creek. Man sentenced to 238 years to life in prison for sexual abuse of two children. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 60 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, and lots more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. A driver was killed on Highway 41 yesterday morning after crashing into a tree. CHP received a report of the incident at about 7:01 a.m. on Highway 41 near the intersection of Toro Creek Road. A truck was found 30 feet off the road down an embankment, and the patient was confirmed dead about half an hour after the incident was first reported. Traffic was significantly impacted in the area as crews worked to clear debris from the crash. The roadway was under a full closure by 9 a.m. with major delays expected. The highway reopened later that day. No further information from CHP is available at this time. Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to a report of a residential structure fire on the 1200 block of Dorothy Street yesterday at about 4:55 p.m. Firefighters found smoke and fire inside of the bathroom of a single-story, single-family residential structure. Firefighters managed to stop the fire to the room of origin, limiting its extension into the attic and living space. The residence was unoccupied at the time of the fire. No injuries were reported. The fire was caused by an electric exhaust fan. Man sentenced to serve 238 years to life in prison for sexual abuse of two children. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
It's funny how the little things can make the biggest difference. Take hearing aid batteries. The batteries work just fine, but opening the package is another story. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists is proud to offer the new, easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. They're the only office in town stocking them. And for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries and get one case free. Call 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385. 385 Hearing Aid Specialists.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. A San Luis Obispo County man has been sentenced to serve 283 years to life in state prison for repeatedly sexually abusing two children. 41-year-old Teodulo Vasquez Jimenez was sentenced by Judge Rita Fetterman under the maximum term authorized by law and is ordered to register as a sex offender and pay $1 million in restitution for each survivor. The two victims were between the ages of 6 and 14 at the time of their abuse, from 2009 to 2023. In Paso Robles, District Attorney Dan Dow commended the two victims for their extraordinary courage and who came forward and endured the difficult process of seeing justice. The DA's office also wants every survivor of sexual abuse to know they are not alone and help is available. The County Department of Agriculture, Weights and Measures completed a survey after detecting a single glassy-winged sharpshooter in a local nursery. GWSS is an invasive insect that feeds on the fluids of many plant species and poses a serious threat to agriculture as it can spread bacteria that causes Pierce's disease, a fatal grapevine disease that threatens vineyards. The department received a report of a single GWSS and deployed staff on August 4th to the detection site. After completing a survey, they did not find any additional GWSS or evidence of an established population. The department is asking residents to remain alert and report any suspected GWSS, as early detection and rapid response is critical to limiting the pest's spread and protecting the county's agricultural economy. The city of Atascadero will be conducting a DUI checkpoint this Friday from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. at an undisclosed location. DUI checkpoints are determined based on data showing incidents of impaired driving-related crashes. The Atascadero Police Department reminds the public that drivers facing a first-time DUI can be charged an average of $13,500 in fines and penalties, as well as a suspended license. Funding for this program was provided by a grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The Paso Robles Police Department will be holding its next Coffee with the Cop event on Thursday, August 20th from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. The event will be held at Black Sheep Sourdough, 1306 Pine Street, Suite D. This session of Coffee with the Cop will also include dispatch staff. Community members are welcome to ask questions, share concerns, and engage in an open conversation with police officers and dispatchers. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Angels beat the Rangers 5-2, the Dodgers over the Royals 4-2, Astros beat the Giants 2-1, Padres over the Brewers 4-3, the Rays beat the Athletics 8-4, the Yankees over the Mariners 10-5. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Brewers, the Angels will go against the Rangers, the Yankees will face the Mariners. In California news, the California High Speed Rail Authority announced the completion of a highway grade separate project in Kings County. The overpass is now open to traffic, marking the 62nd structure to be completed in the first 119 miles of active construction in the Central Valley. The grade separation will take traffic over an existing canal and future high-speed rail tracks. California public health officials announced they will ignore a vaccine guidance signed by President Donald Trump as an executive order. The new order reduces the number of vaccinations children receive and breaks up the measles, mumps, and rubella shot into three parts. California lawmakers have sent a letter to Commodity Futures Trading Commission asking them to outlaw a new trend, placing bets on wildfires. On prediction markets such as Polymarket, some users are betting on how much certain fires will burn. Lawmakers are calling for common sense rail guards to prevent people from profiting off the suffering and devastation of others on gambling sites. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, this week, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins and U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Rodney Scott met at Moore Air Base in Texas to sign a new Memorandum of Understanding between USDA and the Department of Homeland Security. They say the agreement formalizes a coordinated federal response to agricultural biosecurity issues, including New World screwworm. Now, the agreement, they say, covers five core areas designed to help strengthen the federal response to agricultural biosecurity threats at and beyond the border. USDA and DHS will deploy unmanned aircraft systems and artificial intelligence to help sharpen screening and interdiction at ports of entry, real-time data sharing between the agencies to accelerate response from frontline inspections through to broader disease management. Also in the agreement is a commitment to expand research collaboration, including working with DHS Centers of Excellence aimed at developing next-generation screening, detection, and mitigation tools for NWS and other emerging threats. Every summer, smart cattle buyers turn to one place for volume, quality, and selection, and that's Superior Livestock. Superior is headed to Sheridan, Wyoming, August 17th through the 21st for the Bighorn Classic Video Sale. Over 192,000 head of calves, yearlings, and breadstock, fresh from ranches across the U.S., will sell over five big days. See every lot in high-quality video, then register to bid at SuperiorLivestock.com. Don't miss the Bighorn Classic, August 17th through the 21st. The future of livestock agriculture depends on the people who keep it moving forward. That's why ranchers, livestock markets, individuals, and industry leaders are coming together through the Common Ground Coalition. Finding common ground on issues like supporting the next generation, improving access to labor, strengthening risk management tools, and protecting our rural communities. One industry working together, a stronger future. Learn more or sign on to the movement today at commongroundcoalition.net. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with summer cash and gas. Every Thursday in August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike, plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer cash and gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
KBRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Regulatory compliance adds nearly $24 to every case of wine produced and sold by a small Napa County winery, accounting for about 17.5% of production costs, according to a new study examining the cumulative impact of federal, state, and local regulations on the wine industry. The report, released in July by Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, is the second installment of a broader study commissioned by the Napa County Farm Bureau. Part 1, released earlier this year, found regulatory compliance costs accounted for about 8% of production costs for a small Napa County vineyard and nearly 12.5% for a large vineyard. The new report, authored by Cal Poly agribusiness professors Lynn Hamilton and Michael McCullough, shifts the focus from vineyards to wineries. Quote, "This study is the first of its kind to document regulatory costs of Napa County wineries as well as any type of alcoholic beverage production," the authors wrote. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Clouds early today, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows in the mid-50s. West-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs in the upper 70s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Saturday and Sunday. Partly cloudy on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Sunny on Thursday. Low 80s Saturday, mid 80s on Sunday, upper 80s Monday, low 90s Tuesday, mid 90s on Wednesday, 91 a week from today. Currently it is 60 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Inflation readings for prices at the wholesale level are better than expected. The producer price index for July suggests inflation remained tame at the wholesale level. The PPI was flat. For the year ending in July, the PPI moderated to 4.7%, and excluding food and energy, the annual reading slipped to 4.2%. Also, the job market is showing more signs of holding up. Separately, the number of new claims for unemployment benefits rose slightly last week to 209,000, but continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, dropped to 1.77 million. Coach's parent company Tapestry reported an upbeat quarter. Sales rose for the Coach brand, though the company also owns Kate Spade, which is still slumping. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. But at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited everything for just $35 a line. That's $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Switch to the carrier ranked number one in network coverage and customer satisfaction and get unlimited everything for just $35 a month. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit Consumer Cellular online or in-store today. Price includes $5 credit for autopay and emailing. Taxes and fees apply. Data speeds reduced after 35 gigabytes. Rankings done by 2025 ACSI survey.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Summer evenings call for something special, and Cella Restaurante and Bar at Allegretto Vineyard Resort delivers just that. Savor rustic Northern Italian cuisine crafted from regionally foraged ingredients paired with an extensive wine list and garden-inspired craft cocktails, all in the warm, inviting atmosphere Cello is known for. Whether it's dinner on the patio or drinks at the bar, Cello is the perfect Paso Robles summer night out. Visit CelloPasoRobles.com to reserve your table.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech ready to go, and it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. All righty, call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on the Thursday edition here on The Right Choice.
Passion in the backseat. Parked out in the cane. Ever since the first time, I ain't ever been the same. I gave up on baseball and I threw down my glove. I discovered
the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Speaking of baseball, the connection here with San Luis and Paso Robles, two playing against each other. Brooks Lee for the Minnesota Twins against the Baltimore Orioles, and Dylan Beavers from Paso Robles. And the final was the Twins 7-5 over the O's. Brooks Lee had a nice game, 2-for-4. And Dylan Beavers went 1-for-3. And that one hit was a three-run homer for the Birds. So, there you go. All righty, coming up, Karen, on Sound Off this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Whatever may be on your minds. We got an email that did, let's see here. Well, first... okay, I'll do this one first on the text. I'm very disappointed in today's mild weather forecast. You see, it's the first day of school, and there was always some big shot kid who needs to get tossed outside after a while. I have no idea what this is about. Okay, thank you for that. Here's the email. Tascadero Police, why do we publicize checkpoints for drunk drivers? And why do we have to get grants for the police to do their jobs? I never understood the that maybe just hopefully by warning people won't be as stupid, but I don't know. And I don't know how it works regarding their budgets, regarding to get grants to do something to keep the public safe. They get paid a salary anyway. Again, if anybody... is in the business and knows about that, please illuminate the rest of us. But thank you for the email and the text. All right, let's see here. 283, Chris, you said he sentenced to 283 years?
283 years to life, yes.
Well, it's California. And from whatever I've read, that... pieces of human debris like that, they don't do well in prison, so let's hope he doesn't last too long, because in this state, he should be executed. Well, he can't be executed in this state, but he should. Let's see, what else do we have? Fire gambling, Chris.
Fire gambling.
What in the heck? Have you ever heard of that?
No, this is the first time I had come across it. And truthfully, the like articles I found on it were a little bit vague. So if you ask me how this works, I'm going to tell you I don't know.
Well, I'm going to ask you anyway, of course. You know that.
Right. So I don't know. We've come full circle now.
Could I wager a bet on if there is going to be fires or how many or anything? Do they get it down to the detail?
It seems to be they're betting on how big the fires end up getting after they've already happened. But I wouldn't doubt that there's also, bets going on for where fires will start or when, which is part of the concern because, you know, if you're betting on that, then the lawmakers are worried that might prompt some people to
start one.
Do a little arson.
I'm not comparing it because it's not as important, but I mean, people bet on everything in sports during the contest of a game. So, yeah, that is pretty damn dangerous and stupid. And again, people that would do that are just garbage. Just garbage. Every single day. All right, we're gonna get to something here. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have elections coming up, and therefore, you know, governor, you've got your councils, you've got your school boards, you know, different elections coming up. So for either Paso Robles or Atascadero or Temple, it doesn't matter wherever you live, but I'm just curious, what do you want your elected officials to do? What do you want them to do? Now, we know what they're going to get up and say, but what directly do you want for them to uphold their responsibilities? Do you want them to build a dog park? Do you want them to add additional pickleball parks, courts? Do you want them to? What do you want them to do? I'm curious because, you know, we have three running for mayor here in Paso Robles. I don't know what the school board situation is, but it's simple. What exactly do you want from your elected officials? You're going to say roads? Okay, that's great. That's already incorporated. Roads are already on the agenda. What else do you want? What are your priorities when thinking about electing somebody or voting for somebody? Exactly what they are, because they need to know. They need to know. They will tell you what they will do and so forth, but what do you want? Now, this may be far-fetched, but what if you were to throw out something like honesty and integrity? Tell the truth, avoid corruption, and follow strict ethical laws. How has that been working out in many areas just in our county? The honesty. And, of course, one of my favorite words, transparency. Do you think your elected officials or the ones you want are either doing or will do a good or better job of explaining decisions openly and not being BS artists and hiding the facts or the possible reasons why they're really running for office? And then you have the, let's see here, what's the word I'm looking for? The connections with some people or with some industries. Is it possible to separate that? You know, we've heard the term conflict of interest. Do people have conflicts of interest? Well, yeah, they do. All the time? I don't know. But it should be public service first. Prioritize the community over personal thoughts, or how about this one, party politics. Is that even possible anymore? Can you see or read through some people when they're jabbering about what they're going to promise to do because many politicians, or not necessarily politicians, but people running for office, even in office, they tell you what they're going to do or what you want to hear. But the reality is, in many cases, they're not going to deliver. And not necessarily because of their own doing, but because the system won't allow it. And when I mean the system that is in place, the stuff behind the closed doors that goes on. So, again, what do you want to help, particularly for the new folks that are running for the first time? What do you want them to hear about what they expect if they're going to ask for your vote? Does anybody have anything along those lines, idea? All right. Also, we had Chris' story, very interesting story on the regulations, and this was from Cal Poly. Chris, did they say how long they did the study?
This came from the Ag Alert, so there was a little vague, unfortunately.
Okay. But I think it perhaps opened some ears for some people, because when you look at just the total federal cost of regulations to business, it's around $3 trillion annually. And again, it depends on certain industries, obviously, but this equates to roughly 7 to 12% of total in the businesses. Now, again, they don't go into size here, but according to this, I came across from whatever government thing here, a typical American firm faces an average annual compliance of $277,000, which amounts to nearly 19% of its total payroll expense. General small businesses pay an average of $14,700 per employee each year in regulatory costs. Now think about that. Firms of medium size, and they classify medium-sized business as 500 employees, the compliance costs are 40% higher as a share of their total wages compared to small or large operations. And again, this does get industry-specific. But that's a lot of money. That is a lot of money on this. And when you look at the regulatory costs, you get into the paperwork. Standard business, direct regulatory compliance consumes as high as 3.3% of the company's total wage bill. The money is spent purely on hiring employees whose primary job duties are managing the red tape, preparing the paperwork, and submitting compliance forms. This is a lot of work. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Equipment upgrade, adding the cost of specialized equipment required to meet environmental and safety rules, boosts the firm's direct compliance cost by additional 20%. So the cost of doing business, it ain't cheap. It ain't cheap, and it doesn't look like it's getting any cheaper, so to speak. So there you go with your government. And then when people complain about this, that, and the other, as we talked about the last couple of days, do people realize when they vote what's really happening on the cost that, particularly from one party, they inflict on the rest of us? And then you're crying out loud, I can't afford this, I can't afford that. Well, there are other reasons other than how much money you make. It's how much money the government is taking, not only from you, but from the businesses. So it's a cycle. It is a cycle. All right. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. On this crash that happened yesterday on the 41, I was thinking about this morning driving in, and I don't know, Chris, but we hardly ever get back information regarding the investigation when they say, they're investigating X, Y, and whatever it may be, right?
It doesn't always happen. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. I genuinely feel like it's a coin flip at this rate.
but the percentages are probably pretty low when we say, you know, an investigation is continuing, ongoing, et cetera, that there's really not much that they send back to us. Whether it's, I don't care if it's CHP, fire, police, or, of course, a school district. We generally don't get that back.
Probably not, no.
Okay, so...
And I think that might just have to do something with the with how long the investigations take, because, you know, as these agencies, they probably want to make sure what they're sending out is the correct information. That takes a while to verify. By the time they've done that, you know, so much time has passed, they might think, well, you know, there's other stuff now that's more newsworthy. That's just speculation on my end.
No, and I think that makes sense in a sense, and I understand that investigations just don't happen lickety-split like, you know, most of us want. But what I'm getting at is, particularly this in this one vehicle, we've had quite a few, you know, one-car vehicle crashes in this county. And a few of them have been fatal. And what I'm getting at is, I would love that information. I don't care how long after the fact that it gets released for this reason. If the reason is, whatever the reason is, and I have my own suspicions on one vehicle, wouldn't it be nice, because they're alerting the public, hey, these people were screwing around in the car, and now they're dead. So please, you know, they warn us. We have rules and laws and regulations about you can't do this, you shouldn't do in cars and so forth and so on. But if we found out, particularly when it's close to home, of a so-and-so that many people knew, they were doing whatever in the vehicle and it caused them to lose concentration, they smacked into a tree, they went down an embankment, and now they are dead. You think it might be a, I don't know, somewhat of a sobering reminder for people? It was like, hey, you shouldn't do that. So I would, I wouldn't want to see it happen from the standpoint of you just don't want people, you know, having to do stories like that. But the reality is, so, okay, let's see here. Another email. Go Bond. The city's 1998 general obligation bond will be presented to council on Tuesday. After nearly 30 years, excuse me, the remaining $3.5 million is expected to be fully paid off by next year, 2728. Once the bond ends, the property tax portion used to pay for this bond will also end. Wondering, for the property owners who have been paying this portion of this taxes all these years, that will make a difference, with question mark. I sure hope the city doesn't try to get another bond because one is paid. Well, of course they will. And I know this person. I'm just going to say, what are you, a knucklehead? Of course. What is on the, what has been on the, I don't know, in the discussion recently here in Paso Robles? An underpass. That's a lot of money. Where are they going to get the money from? Well, maybe some grants, maybe, I don't know, but it's coming. So, but it's nice that it'll be paid off, but no, city will come back with it. I mean, that's guaranteed. Come on. As Archie Bunker would say, don't be so naive. That's it. But thanks for letting us know about that. I'm sure most of us don't even remember how much that general obligation bond was. I certainly don't. And I, you know, and that's another thing. We forget about these things. Most of us don't do detailed looks of our tax bills, property tax bills, and see that we, you know, depending on where you live, you're paying on three or four bonds right now. We forget. And you even forget probably what the amount was. And so where are the results? I don't know. So anyway, just a couple of little things here. All right, folks, we're going to, let me double check here before we go. Enjoy the segment. I'm Paul Newman. All right, thank you very much. All right, we are going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to a report of a residential structure fire on the 1200 block of Dorothy Street yesterday at about 4:55 p.m. Firefighters found smoke and fire inside the bathroom of a single-story, single-family residential structure. The fire was stopped to the room of origin. The cause was an electric exhaust fan. The County Department of Agriculture, Weights and Measures completed a survey after detecting a single glassy-winged sharpshooter in a local nursery. The GWSS is an invasive insect that can pose a serious threat to vineyards. The department confirmed there is no additional GWSS or evidence of an established population. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the low 70s. It's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt announces she's stepping down. President Trump reacting on Truth Social.
President Trump announcing one of my most trusted aides, Karoline Leavitt, will be departing her role at the end of the month so she can spend more time with her beautiful young children and family, a decision I totally understand and respect.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. One teenager injured and another in custody after a shooting at a high school in Warner Robins, Georgia.
There was a group of students inside the bathroom and a verbal altercation took place between two of the students. That verbal altercation quickly escalated into a physical altercation.
Houston County Sheriff Matt Moulton, the suspect caught an hour later. One winning ticket sold in Illinois in last night's Powerball drawing, that ticket worth a staggering $1 billion. America's listening to Fox News.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know, what?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. P-E-E-K Painting.com.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialists.
Make it 9 straight wins for the Rays after their 8-4 victory over the A's. Liam Hicks hit a 3-run homer. Drew Rasmussen won his 12th. And Tampa Bay nosed ahead of Milwaukee for the best record in the big leagues. Padres scored twice in the 11th to edge the Brewers 4-3. The Dads have won 5 in a row. Alex Bregman's first career 3-homer game led the Cubs to a 12-6 romp over the Nationals.
Was consistent with the mechanics. And was in a position to
get some good swings off and fortunate enough to get him out.
Seven RBI, also a new career high for Bregman. Shohei Ohtani's go-ahead two-run homer lifted the Dodgers over the Royals 4-2. White Sox wiped out the Reds 5-0. Luis Castillo allowed just one hit and fanned 10 over seven innings. Yankees sank the Mariners 10-5. Trent Grisham homered twice and drove in four. Seattle has lost six in a row. Blue Jays broke open a tie game with a five spot in the eighth and held on for a 6-4 win over the Red Sox, who have dropped their last five. Wins for the Braves, Marlins, Cardinals, Twins, Astros, Rockies, Angels, and Guardians. And Russell Westbrook has announced his retirement after 18 NBA seasons with seven different teams. He posted a record 209 triple-doubles in his career. In fact, Westbrook averaged a triple-double for the 2016-2017 season. He was the first player to do that since Oscar Robertson did it in 1962. Westbrook finishes fifth all-time in assists and 14th on the scoring list. That's Friday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside and Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. Okay, here we go. We'll have some clouds early, then sunny this afternoon, highs in the low 70s. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the mid-50s. And again, early clouds on Friday, then sunny. Highs in the mid to upper 70s, so we'll go back up just a little bit. And that means on Saturday we'll have highs in the low 80s, mid 80s on Sunday, upper 80s Monday. Tuesday, low 90s, low 90s Wednesday, and low 90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9. Up and down, 6:21 a.m., 7:56 p.m. We are at 60 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, offering quality glasses and frames from infants to adults.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. As we check in to see what animals may be out there and about and... well, do what we're supposed to do. Neighborly thing. Help one another out and get them home safe and sound. All righty, as we check in or check to my left, I've got nothing but Mr. We're off the love and marriage thing here.
Darn, I was doing so well on those.
Okay, at least on this thing, they're done. So here we go. What is the only animal besides humans that can get sunburned?
Pigs.
No hesitation.
It just seemed like a logical answer.
All right, well, it's what it says here, so I'm going by it. Only animal besides humans that can get sunburned says here is a pig.
Well, they're pretty pale creatures, so I figured they can get a little red.
Yep. I don't know what happens, but if anybody knows much about pigs, I'm always interested to learn about the animal that tastes so good. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. 7 minutes. 7 minutes to go here in this hour. My, it just flies by. And trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles and Templeton, and the airport, known as the One-Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply, and they are on FI-L. All right, here it is. This world leader was so opposed to capitalism that he ordered the destruction of all Monopoly games in his country. Who is it? So opposed to capitalism that he ordered the destruction of all Monopoly games in his country. Who is that world leader? Or was? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Who do you think it is? Monopoly.
millions and millions and millions of people have played it and continue to play it. But not in this particular... Well, I don't know if it took takes place, and I don't know how they would... Well, they probably just went house to house. Or there's always a rat. There's always a rat. Somebody's going to tell. Well, so-and-so was playing Monopoly, so or kill him. Hi, good morning.
That was Castro.
Yes, Fidel Castro. That's what he did. One of the things he did after he conquered Cuba. Cuba is to the destruction of Monopoly. All right. Sir, I am more than positive that you've played Monopoly a couple of times in your life.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you, well, obviously you enjoyed it. Is there any other type of game that you like to play or you used to like to play?
No, I just like to. I used to play Monopoly quite a bit.
Friends and family or just family?
Family.
Okay. Yeah, no, that was always a good get-together. I enjoyed it myself as well. Yeah. All right, may I have your name, please?
Ron Roberts.
Ron Roberts. All right, Mr. Roberts, we have you down as a qualifier, and you enjoy your day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Yep, Monopoly. Fidel said that. Let's see here. We have Chris. Maybe you know some of these.
Some of what?
Numerous video games and TV shows have faced regional bans or censorship worldwide due to extreme violence and da-da-da-da-da-da. Manhunt 2.
Never heard of that one.
Postal 2.
No.
Wolfenstein 3D.
Wolfenstein. That one makes sense.
Okay.
Because that has Nazi symbolism in it because you're killing Nazis in that game.
Yeah, it's long banned in Germany due to its prominent display of unconstitutional symbols like...
The swastika.
Swastika, yep. All right, now here are some things or episodes. Simpson. The Tale of Two Springfields. South Park. Bloody Mary and Prophet Muhammad episodes. I remember the controversy over the Prophet Muhammad episodes, but I can't tell you because I've never seen either. Well, I've never seen South Park. I think I've watched one or two of Simpsons.
I've seen both episodes, episode 200 and 201. There was also an earlier one that had Muhammad in it.
Well, okay. Was it funny or was it just so some people may take offense to it?
The first one was incredibly inoffensive. He was just there. The other two I could kind of understand because the episodes were very much centered around him. It's kind of ironic. The whole concept of the episode centered around the fact that you can't make fun of Muhammad or show him in any way or else people who revere him will get offended.
Okay. And so... Did they continue with any of those type of episodes?
Muhammad has not been featured once since the banning of those episodes.
Okay.
And throughout the episodes, he's actually completely censored, and anytime his name is brought up, Comedy Central, not the creators, also censor his name.
What do you mean, they black it out?
Yeah, like there's a beeping noise.
Okay, so do you think that's done as a parody?
No, that wasn't done by Matt and Trey, and you can tell because the actual swear words that are censored for the broadcast, there's still sound effects and music playing under them. But for when Muhammad's name gets censored, the entire sound clip is censored, which means that that was done in post-production after the episode was finished, probably by officials at Comedy Central.
Oh, okay. I didn't...
It's a subtle thing, but it speaks volumes.
Well, okay, so for people that know what took place, do they find that maybe even humorous?
What do you mean?
Well, that, hey, look, we know what you're censoring and why, so this is kind of funny.
I don't know. I don't know like what the response around that episode was at the time, because I couldn't watch it at the time. I spent years wondering why that episode was banned, and then I finally watched it, and I was like, oh, okay. I thought it was funny.
Well,
the whole like concept is that celebrities in the U.S. want to like extract Muhammad's essence so they can't get made fun of anymore.
All right. Well, that sounds kind of funny. All right.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The city of Atascadero will be conducting a DUI checkpoint this Friday from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. at an undisclosed location. DUI checkpoints are determined based on data showing incidents of impaired driving-related crashes. Paso Robles Police Department will be holding its next Coffee with the Cop event on Thursday, August 20th from 7 to 9 a.m. The event will be held at Black Sheep Sourdough, 1306 Pine Street, Suite D. This session will also include dispatch staff. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Alrighty, Pokemon banned worldwide after a 1997 broadcast in Japan triggered seizures in hundreds of children due to intense flashing lights. Let's see here. Family Guy, the episode Partial Terms of Endearment, completely blocked from airing in the United States by Fox due to its sensitive abortion-related storyline. And there's always a list, and there will always be a list. Somebody will be offended. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. Remember, they're on Ramada Drive and Cowmetal Lane. Call or stop by.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.